Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Jeremiah 29:11.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Have you ever found yourself in a place where you felt you had no hope? Maybe that's how you feel now. Maybe you've made some really poor choices that led to a great deal of damage, and you worry there's no way to bounce back, that your sins have in some way negated God's plans for you. Today's verse assures us that God's plans and His power are greater than our worst mistakes, and that His mercy is able to cover our worst sins. We belong to a loving, gracious, long-suffering, forgiving, and restoring God. No matter what we're facing, whether we're in a season of hardship or one of celebration, whether we think we've followed Christ pretty faithfully, or if we've made some really big mistakes that we're trying with His help to repair, regardless of what occurred or what we've done in our past or what we're encountering today, our God has a good, eternal, hope-filled plan for us always. Upon God's prompting, an Old Testament prophet named Jeremiah wrote the passage today's verse comes from to the Jewish people when they were living in exile in Babylon. Some, or maybe even most of them, believed their exile would be short-lived and that they would soon return to their beloved homeland. But in Jeremiah 29, verse 10, God told them clearly that wasn't the case. His people would remain in exile for 70 years. That had to feel discouraging, especially if the people reflected on why they were in exile in the first place. Their consistent and willful rebellion against God had landed them in that position. They were experiencing the consequences for their sins, and that had to hurt. But God doesn't discipline us to squash us or to break our spirits. He corrects and redirects us to turn us away from darkness, which leads to death, and to turn us towards light and life. Therefore, He told His people through Jeremiah, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. Adding today's verse, continuing on through verse 14, we read, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you. Centuries prior, when God revealed His glory to His servant Moses, this was how He described Himself. The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands. Yes, our God is just. But He is also compassionate and gracious, showing mercy, or in the original Hebrew, showing hesed, to thousands of generations. God's hesed refers to His covenantal, faithful, long-suffering, patient, and merciful love. That is our God. Yes, you and I will blow it sometimes, maybe even in really big life-altering ways like the Jews in exile had. But even then, we can trust God has a plan for us, a good, loving, and hope-filled plan, a plan for us to experience life characterized by joy and peace and freedom. But what God wants most? Us, our hearts. Did you catch that in the passage I read but a moment ago? "Then you will call on me," God said, "and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you." This is such a phenomenal promise, considering all that God's people had done. They had behaved in such horrific ways, following the evil practices like temple prostitution and maybe even sacrificing their children to the pagan god Moloch. They had oppressed the poor, they'd lied, cheated their own people, they had ignored the widows and the orphans. God's children had hurt a great deal of people, and they had grieved God's heart. Yet he still promised good would come. There would come a day when they would turn back to him, when they would call out to him, when they would seek after him, and God would hear them, and he would respond by making himself fully available to them, and by placing them back on that hope-filled path that he had always envisioned for them, a road that led to joy and peace and life. God has a plan for us as well, a good and hope-filled plan, one that will bring soul-deep fulfillment that we won't find anywhere else. That's his heart for us always, even after we mess up and veer off track. When we do that, we might experience consequences for our actions, but God will remain with us even there, ready to gently nudge us back to his plans, to life, and most importantly, to life with him. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. Thank you that you do indeed have good and hope-filled plans for us. Thank you that your power to bring those plans about is even greater than our worst sins. And Lord, the minute that we turn back to you, you're already there, ready to restore us and to redeem us and to heal us. Help us just to live surrendered to you, Lord. Help us to seek you in the good times, in the bad, in the hard times, and especially after we blow it, and to walk closer every day with you. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.